طریقہ ترتیل حافظ کے لیے، حال ٹھیر ٹھیر کر تلاوت کرتا ہوں تو ازبر پڑھنا مشکل معلوم ہوتا ہے اور میں حافظ ہوں. ارشاد، معمول تو حسب عادت پڑھتے رہے، کیونکہ اس قدر جلد تغیر مشکل ہے اور تغیر تک ناغا نامناسب ہے. البتہ روزانہ ایک پارا یا کم خوب ٹھیر ٹھیر کر پڑھیے. اگر ازبر نہ پڑھا جائے تو قرآن پاس رکھ لیا اور ازبر شروع کیا اور جہاں شبہ ہوا دیکھ لیا، امید ہے کہ 15 روز میں اصلاح ہو جائے گی. طریقہ ترتیل حافظ کے لیے، حال ٹھیر ٹھیر کر تلاوت کرتا ہوں تو ازبر پڑھنا مشکل معلوم ہوتا ہے اور میں حافظ ہوں. ارشاد، معمول تو حسب عادت پڑھتے رہے، کیونکہ اس قدر جلد تغیر مشکل ہے اور تغیر تک ناغا نامناسب ہے. البتہ روزانہ ایک پارا یا کم خوب ٹھیر ٹھیر کر پڑھیے. اگر ازبر نہ پڑھا جائے تو قرآن پاس رکھ لیا اور ازبر شروع کیا اور جہاں شبہ ہوا دیکھ لیا، امید ہے کہ 15 روز میں اصلاح ہو جائے گی. طریقہ ترتیل حافظ کے لیے، حال ٹھیر ٹھیر کر تلاوت کرتا ہوں تو ازبر پڑھنا مشکل معلوم ہوتا ہے اور میں حافظ ہوں. ارشاد، معمول تو حسب عادت پڑھتے رہیے، کیونکہ اس قدر جلد تغیر مشکل ہے اور تغیر تک ناغا نامناسب ہے. البتہ روزانہ ایک پارا یا کم خوب ٹھیر ٹھیر کر پڑھیے. اگر ازبر نہ پڑھا جائے تو قرآن پاس رکھ لیا اور ازبر شروع کیا اور جہاں شبہ ہوا دیکھ لیا، امید ہے کہ 15 روز میں اصلاح ہو جائے گی. ذکر بر وقت اذان، ارشاد، اذان ہوتے ہوئے ذکر سے رک جانا اولا ہے. ذکر بر وقت اذان، ارشاد، اذان ہوتے ہوئے ذکر سے رک جانا اولا ہے. ذکر بر وقت اذان، ارشاد، اذان ہوتے ہوئے ذکر سے رک جانا اولا ہے. طریقہ ترتیل حافظ کے لیے، حال ٹھیر ٹھیر کر تلاوت کرتا ہوں تو ازبر پڑھنا مشکل معلوم ہوتا ہے اور میں حافظ ہوں. ارشاد، معمول تو حسب عادت پڑھتے رہیے، کیونکہ اس قدر جلد تغیر مشکل ہے اور تغیر تک ناغا نامناسب ہے. البتہ روزانہ ایک پارا یا کم خوب ٹھیر ٹھیر کر پڑھیے. اگر ازبر نہ پڑھا جائے تو قرآن پاس رکھ لیا اور ازبر شروع کیا اور جہاں شبہ ہوا دیکھ لیا، امید ہے کہ 15 روز میں اصلاح ہو جائے گی.
قرآن شریف to recite it with tartil. 7 to 8 requirements. As it is the command, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. What are these commands? One is اِظْهَارُ الشَّدِّ وَالْمَدْزِ. Your mads must be clear. The mads must be clear and the tajdeed must be clear. Then there'll be 4 different types of mad. What we say, the small mad and the big mad. So a small mud will stretch it at least for the duration of one alif. Alif means with one finger and you close it, or the closed finger you open it. So at least the small mud is like lean to the letter that starts with a zir and it has a ya sakin. You see, Lam and Ya are joined. So here, the Ya Sakin. So you get a Lam, the Ya Sakin, or a vowel sakin. And before the vowel sakin, there is a pierce. There is a pierce before the vowel sakin. You say su. So you can't say su. Su, it must be pulled. Let's call it small mud. So, two types of mud I showed you. One is the first letter is a Z and then a Ya sakin. I guess it's lean, right? There's a Z followed by Ya sakin. Or a fish followed by vowel sakin. I guess it's two. Right? So here both you have to stretch it a bit. Same, when there is a zabar and a vowel sakin. Allazi at'amahum min ju vowel sakin, fish before, wa amanahum min khawf. So this is called the small mud. In the small mud, the minimum duration is alif. Alif means an open finger you close it, or a closed finger you open it. Then it's a big mud, guys. It's a big mud. Again, now look at the word su, right? You should su, right? It's with a pesh followed by vav, right? Su. And thereafter comes the hamza. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ no. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. You see that? So, it had a Hamza following it. And when Hamza was following it, so you make it a big mud. And the big mud was at least about three alifs. Su'ah. Like one of dhalid. So at least it should be a mud. So the person is complaining now. We are required to recite the tartil. But now, if I don't read tartil, then I'll make some mistakes. Now, tartil, I showed you one of the requirements. One is to make the mud distinct. Izhar of mud was shad. Shad, tajdeed. So the mud and the tajdeed will be clear, distinct. Let's explain that. Right? Then, the third requirement is Mura'atul Wukuf. Where you need to stop, you must stop. For some places you have to stop, otherwise you can alter the meanings. Like now the ayat, for example, Inna na'alamu ma yusir. Was I before that? Sorry, Yasin. Inna na'alamu ma yusir. La yahzunka qawlun. La yahzunka qawlun. Then, Inna na'alamu ma yusiruna wa ma yu'minun. So, if you don't stop there, then you can alter the meaning. I will alter the meaning. So, La yahzunka qawlun. Right? Stop there. Then the next ayat is Inna na'lamu ma yusirun. So if you don't stop, how will you translate? That their criticisms should not grieve you. We know what you conceal, what you reveal. So, that means the criticisms are, we know what they reveal, what they conceal. So now you have to have a stop there to make it known. لَا يَحْسُنْكَ قُولُمْ Their criticisms mustn't grieve, right? And إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ That is now Allah Ta'ala saying about Himself, not their statements. So if you don't, then you can misconstrue it. So that's called Mura'atul Wukuf. Then the fourth requirement for getting the tarteel right is Tashihul Huruf, right? Get the pronunciations right. Of Ayn, Zal, 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 right? So, just that there are only about 9 or 10 huruf that you get it right, get the pronunciation right. Then, the fifth requirement of tarteel is as you come across the verses of Jahannam, then you show some fear, concern, tone will change. There is the verse of Jahannam, and as though you are pleading Allah Ta'ala, please save me. There is a ayat of Jannat, then your anxiety is growing, you are becoming more anxious, Allah Ta'ala grant you Jannat. So, then where you come across the verse, the majesty, the asmat of Allah Ta'ala explained, then you show that you are taking cognizance of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So these are amongst the important requirements of tarteel. So tarteel is in command, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So now this person is in training. If I'm going to recite with tarteel, then I'm going to get stuck. So how do I then apply myself? Because then I can't do that amount of door that is required. If you get the Quran Sharif right, then you need to read a certain amount so that the door remains right. But I'm going to do this, then my door is going to get affected. In the half minutes, my door is going to... I'm going to read all the requirements of tarteel. So one of says, what must do? See, what's your normal routine of recitation you must carry on, right? In the normal way. If you don't do that, then you shall forget it. But at least from that, one sipara, or slightly less than a sipara, then you recite with tarteel. And how you recite it, if you have the Quran near you. So as you recite it, so you get stuck referring to the Quran. So in a few days, inshallah, afterwards, it comes on. You get the whole tarteel right. So both are required to, as you memorize the Quran Sharif, remember it. Right? And number two, the second requirement is reciting with tarteel. So how are you going to join the both? The tarteel aspect and the door aspect. So the door aspect, you can cover it when you do the required amount of door daily. And tarteel, if you're not in the routine of doing tarteel, then this is how you do the tarteel. That also you're going to be answerable for. Now the mind got 101 different type of thoughts in it. Sometimes of something, sometimes the beliefs of, sometimes you think of fantasizing, all this stuff. So, here the verse is saying you're going to be called to account for that. So the Sahaba Kiram, they were class of their own. Nobody can come near them. Nobody. I'm absolutely certain you can't come, not even near them, so far. Yes, just like them and join them. But to be like them at the same level, you can't. They're too high. So when you hear the Sahaba Ikram's name, radiallahu anhu. He showed the love, made dua for them, and longed that we be with them. Be with them, show the love for them, make dua for them. Dua radiallahu anhu. Love and be pleased with them. That's a dua. And show your love. It means you don't show any type of aversion for any sahaba. They may have some differences amongst themselves, but that doesn't give you the right to talk about it. See, like I say, in your home, like you've got parents, right? Your parents may have some differences. Your father may shout. Mother may say something, right? But you don't have a right to come and preside over there. Nor will you entertain people talking about the squabbles of your parents that they have. Or will you entertain that? Yeah, your father's like that. No. So that's at their level. Right? But it doesn't give you the right to talk about it, to make it a topic of discussion, to get advertised this in here. It's your parents, and they have some differences, they have something between them. Just leave it at that. So, Sahaba Kiram was much higher than your parents. So, we don't criticize, condemn, advertise their differences. That's our aqidah, our belief. We hold all the Sahaba Kiram in dignity and respect. And even more other Anbiya alayhi salam, every work of this, every statement of this, and we hold it in respect and give it the right construction. So we come across a story of the Sahaba, and above them is Anbiya, then we'll give it the right construction in our minds. Now, of reason what's happening is that we are novices, right? And they read one story of a Sahabi or one Nabi. And because they are secular educated, right, they feel they are free to pass judgment or criticize. That you can do with all staffers who are criticizing one. But Allah says, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. You take the muttaqeen equal to the criminals. One is the muttaqi and one is the criminal, right? So do you rate them together? One is a person who's a long-term criminal in a prison. You hold equal to your father. Father made a mistake, right? He said some word, right? But now, you hold them both equal. Two different. So, we don't have the right to speak about the differences, run them down, etc., etc. So now, that is now the Sahaba Kiram. And above them is the Anbiya alayhi salam. So that is why, of late, Mawlana Salim Dorat from London, he says, you see, you don't invite all and sundry to give talks at the masjid. Because some people are speaking randomly. Anbiya, Sahaba Ikram, even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, randomly. Like Zainab, the Walima, randomly they're speaking. So now, inviting all and sundry to give a bayan at the masjid, right? And they're talking about these stories here, right? Now, you think to yourself, all right, they are such prominent people, and they're giving talks, so if they can talk about these things, then we can also talk about it. Then, number one. Number two is the second provision. Because this type of people, they called to the masjid to give a bayan, then if they're appearing in YouTube or whatever, you feel it's right to be watching the YouTube because the masjid authorities and elders have allowed these people, the member. So nothing is perpetrating, right? So one, second, third. Now, The question is, why do we give so much of importance to the Sahaba Ikram, and thereafter, and above them, the Anbiya alayhi salam? The reason is this, that our whole deeni support is based on the Sahaba Ikram. Support is based on. And then the ideal models are the Anbiya. They're the ideal, and they have to be emulated. Hadahumullah, fabihudahu muqtadi. Allah endorsed, they are hidayah. So when he's endorsed, can be criticized. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. He's endorsed that they are the right. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. And then he says, not only endorsed, but you must follow them. So they can, does anybody have the right thereafter to condemn the Sahaba? Yeah. And the Sahaba Ikram, because they are the support structure. And you think to yourself, the teachings of Allah Ta'ala, or the command of Allah Ta'ala, and the teachings of Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to us via who? Sahaba Kiram. All reached us via the Sahaba Kiram, right? Now, if you smash this whole link, the link between you and Deen, who was the link? Sahaba Kiram, right? Now, you broke this link. Why you say that he did this, that he did this, that he did this, right? When you start criticizing them, then will you trust their reports? He did this, he could say this. Can you trust their reports? Then what happens to your deen? The whole deen is smashed down. Now, Islam alone boasts about this. There are approximately some 500,000 reporters, right? And each reporter's credentials is preserved. Talk about Abdullah bin Mubarak, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Uzai, Sufyan Suhur, right? But every person that comes in your chain of reporters, his credentials are completely revolved. The state of his memory, at the time that he was reporting, and when he was advanced in age, the day of his birth, the day of his death, the era that he was in, who were the contemporaries. Now, Springer is a Western writer. He says, yeah, no denomination can be close to Islam. But they preserved it so well that you can't pick on any tradition, any revival. But they preserved it more than what, better than a scientific research. Right? How to explain that to you? You may have heard of evolution, right? But now, from the time of Darwin till it reached you, who are the links? Do you know the links? Do you know the links? Or yes, you talk about it, but you don't know the links. As you tell me, show me the chain of reporters. Can you show? Can't show. Yeah, the whole world is thinking about it. So, Islam has not only got it in writing, preserved in memory, then person to person, one transmitting every word to the next, writing and verbal transmission. And then the credentials of every person have been preserved. I ask you, do you know the credentials of Darwin? Is a fake, or is a stooge, or is a, I tell people, some things are so logical, but we don't understand. Like you talk of media, right? So the media is based on the reporter, right? So the reporter can be called a journalist, above him, we call him an editor, right? So the whole media revolves around it, the journalist and then the editor, right? And both of them have got bosses. They've got bosses. They do it as a job, right? So they've got a boss. Now, if the journalist doesn't tailor it like how the boss wants it, right, go move. Now, it was so evident now in the Gaza thing, right? That if someone spoke out against Israel, he got fired. So the jurist has to tailor it according to how the boss wants it. They say, who pays the piper for the tune? So you didn't call the tune, the sack out. So not a single person's credentials have been preserved. Yeah, everything has been preserved. For Isaac Newton, right? Gravity, right? Whatever. But who's preserved it? Who's the chain of narrators, right? What are the credentials of the Newton, right? How reliable was he? Nobody talks about it. And you see this. And all these people have got bosses, right? And the boss wants it to be tailored in a certain way. Right? And it's so simple. You know, when we were in school, right? So in the history, in the primary years, they talk about the Dutch, no? What the Dutch did. Van Riebeek and Dick King went to Grahamstown, all that. Udaja is such a... That's what they should teach us, right? Then, from 94, that time it was apartheid, right? Then from 94 came affirmative, right? And then affirmative came in, then the song was Shaka, Dingaan, all that. Dickie all got forgotten. Now we don't know how much of truth is in it, how much of lies, but they have to show the people as heroes, you know, our guys, what we did. Who's authored that thing, who's authenticated it, how thorough were the reports, like, everybody knows. No. But now the way it's presented to us is like a fact, like, you know, 100% is a fact, the way it's. Now, here, the Dini side of it is so well preserved, authenticated, then preserved. Then people got the heart to say this is Zaif. I tell people, Zaif, do you know what is the definition of Zaif? Do you know? Weak. So what do you mean by weak? When you say a report is weak, do you know what's the meaning of it? He doesn't know, right? Number two is now, when a report is weak, then you have the license to report it, number one. Number two is this, that can you apply the Sa'if Hadith? If you can apply it, then under what circumstances? What are the conditions? So all these laws have been written, right? Now someone has come and say, Fazail Amal is weak. No, you didn't specialize in the science of Hadith. You don't know the definitions. You don't know these things here. You just heard, ask what's the definition. Give me the definition. As per what the muhaddithin say, right? Not what you say. Number two, what are the conditions for the validity, right, of the weak hadith? Then number three is, what is the condition to apply it into a circumstance? Right? What are the conditions? Do you know all these things here? Now, you don't know these things here. Now, if you just say Da'if and Qareeb, then I may just tell you, you know, the first hadith and the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif is Qareeb. And our Gujarati, when they say Qareeb, poor bad. But all who say that the first hadith, like Innamal A'malu bin Niyat, and Subhanallah, Bihamdis, right? Both are gharib. So, do you know the technical definition of gharib? Right? What it means? What are the conditions for reporting it, right? And what are the conditions for applying it? Do you know all this? Now, you just heard gharib, zaif, and then, whereas that innamal amalu bin niyat, right? They're applying it to every ibadat. You don't have niyat for namaz, right? Just come and join any namaz. Namaz is not right. So they're applying it to every situation. But now, you don't know the meaning. So, remain on your lane, drive on your lane. Don't jump out of that. It's a gharib here. So this type of things are coming up now. Now, in Ramadan there was about 4 or 5 queries, right? So they're saying that the Fazail Amal is not authentic. Why? Because Zayif Hadith. Number two, the Aqidah is wrong. So I asked, what's the wrong aqeedah? So he says, someone predicted something. Right? Someone predicted something, made a prediction. Right? There may be some incidents of some wali, etc. And he made a prediction of something, right? And he said something that others don't know, right? So they got these type of stories in the Fazail. Right? Like last night, he read the story of Rabi, right? So some predictions are made, weren't they? Right? So now here, that person turns around and says, see that ilm al-ghayb is Allah Ta'ala's. Right? No person shares with Allah Ta'ala in his attributes. So how can you say that he has got knowledge of the unseen? Now, see, all this bunyade kachi hai. The foundation, the bases are very weak, right? So then I ask the person, all right, well, Yusuf alayhi salam predicted this, it's going to be a drought for 7 years, right? Predicted. And thereafter, we have period of rain. First period of rain for 7 years, and then followed by drought for 7 years. Made a prediction. So that was not unseen knowledge, right? So then, how did he share with Allah Ta'ala? Sir, how did he share with Allah Ta'ala? The Quran speaks about it. Right? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke about غُلِبَتْ الرُّوم فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ, that the Roman Empire has been defeated and they'll come up again, right? So how did he share with Allah Ta'ala? Right? We hear the famous report about Umar radiallahu anhu, and he's on the mimbar and he's saying, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, right? So how did he say it? He was not there, hundreds of miles away, how did he say it? So you have to say that Allah Ta'ala communicated it. When he communicates something to a Nabi, we call it a wahi. And when information is communicated to a ghair Nabi, not a Nabi, then we call it a kash, then we call it an ilham. See, Allah Ta'ala inspired him. So it's not ilm al-ghayb. Now you didn't understand that thing here, and we're jumping to conclusions. And now we condemn the whole kitab. Ye sab kachi bunyad hai. You didn't master, you didn't qualify in that science of hadith, right? And then you come to these conclusions, right? It's wrong, it's not fair. Understand how it works, take out the time to become an expert in hadith. You need at least 5-6 years in it, right? Just in hadith. Now, you just came across one article, someone said it, say if you're making shirk, please tell us. This happened to me about 10 years ago. Most of these people are dead now, right? So one woman studied some crash course in Dubai, right? And now in the Taaleem groups, you know, all haram of doing this kitab. So why? So she phoned. So why? Because of the daif hadith. I said, what's the definition of daif? Do you know? She knew enough. She stayed in Dubai, so she could speak a little bit of Arabic. So what's to be there? What is the definition? Doesn't know. So you dare stop these things here. We'll criticize you, condemn you. So that he just subsided, right? So 10, 15 years ago. And I say, now all these people have dead, gone, right? Well, now, I say, all the basis of all these things are not right, very weak. And then these kitabs are prepared by experts, you know, experts, not just experts, like world size. Like in the world, you can't find people of that level. That type of expertise they got, so competent. And then you, kalka bacha, not even a novice, not even in grade one. And you want to condemn those people. I say, is that fair? It's not fair to the person, not to the science as well. Then if you just look at Da'if and Ghareeb, right? Imam Bukhari subs, one is his famous kitab, right? Al-Jami'u, right? Jami Musnad al-Sahih, right? Then he's got other kitabs, like Adab al-Mufrad, right? It's loaded with daif hadith. So if it was impermissible to quote daif hadith, then how did Imam Bukhari sahab compile a kitab loaded with daif hadith? How did he do it? So So just say, it's not my cup of tea, it's not my lane, it's far away from my lane, not even near, far away. So I mustn't talk about this. Yes, I must see now the expert ulama of that age, right? His contemporaries, they supported it. After that, they supported it. In this age, expert ulama, they are supporting it. So for me, that is enough. Right? Everything, you don't have to research, right? Otherwise, the doctor, he prescribed penicillin for someone. So now, reason requires to say, what's the tahqiq of this? Tell me. What were ingredients, how they come to this, right? And what were the results of the patients that were administered, the negative, the positive, the side effects, should be a whole tahqiq, right? The doctor said, well, you don't want to take my medicine, do it. Now, you know, my every minute is time, is money. My every minute is money, right? Sometimes the doctor is doing something very important. 1 minute can be costing 500 rands. Because 1 minute is so. So there you don't go and research. You don't say it's zaif now. And the doctor is zaif. You say that. No. What do you see? See his track record. But a good track record. The prescriptions, diagnosis are right. People are benefiting. You go by it. You don't go and research those because it's not your lane. You know, here, everybody feels, no, I'm entitled. I can talk about it, right? But in a basic medication, right, did you ever go and investigate, research the whole thing, the process, the inoculation, right? Like, you know, you see this COVID, right? What a big failure it was. You had casualties, like chronic, right? Cardiac arrest they got. But when they're tracing it, to the COVID, right? Then that Mahdi was the point from the government side. He said, hey, all the distancing we did was all rubbish. That inoculation was not right. He's saying it. So logically now, the doctors or the scholars, right? Scholars or the doctors or the government, right, who promoted this, they should be at least compensating all these people that are hurt. Nobody talks of compensating. So many people died. So many got cardiac arrest. So many got chronic problems. Well, now they're boasting that, no, see, we have this cause here, so we got a gift, 7 million, 8 million. Scholars are saying the same thing. Government are saying the same thing. But why so many people have lost their jobs? They lost their jobs permanently. Chronic problems, cardiac arrest, and nobody's attending to it, and nobody's compensating. I say, is it right? Is it fair? So you see, the only thing you got left to criticize now is your deen. And all these people here that did so much of wrong, and you just swept it under the carpet, didn't talk anything about it. So are you fair to yourself, fair to deen, fair to these great, great experts?
ذکر نزدیک مصلی کا حکم. ارشاد, کوئی اگر پانچ نماز پڑھتا ہو تو اتنا جہر نہ کرے کہ مصلی کو تشویش ہو یا دوسری جگہ چلا جائے.
ذکر, there are two occasions, right? One is there's a ذکر program, like how we have here. The whole program is laid out. There will be talim at this time, there will be zikr at this time. Right? So when it's a designated time for the program, then the program must be there. Then a person can't say, he's disturbing my sleep, or my namaz, or my Quran Sharif recitation. He mustn't say that. Why? Time was designated. Designated time for the bayan to go. Again, istimana, designated time for the bayan to go. Can you complain of your, my brand sir, you're disturbing my namaz? Can you see that? Right? It was a designated time. In Tanabuan, in the time of Mu'tami Sahib Rahmatullahi, the zikr al jahri, loud zikr, will start off at about 2 o'clock in the morning. So now, can any person say, Mu'na, he's disrupting my tahajjud? No, can't say. Why? Because it's a program laid out for the khanqah, that the zikr will start off at this time. Right? When it's laid out, then there's not a disturbance. And it's announced in knowing, like I say in a bhajan, right? It's a bhajan that is, it's laid out, it's programmed, right? Now you can't say it's disturbing my sleep, disrupting my namaz, right? Then you must go elsewhere. But if someone is doing zikr now, not a designated time, in a non-designated time, is making zikr, then he must be careful not to disrupt others. Quran Sharif, namaz, or someone is sleeping, then you're not disturbing him. See, to understand this is in context, a pure zikr al-jahri is bidat. Then the Hazrat Muhammad was being bidat. This is from Kitab Sabahatul Fikr, Muhaddis Abdul Hayy Laknavi Rahmatullahi, right? So you got about 70 hadith on zikr al-jahri, what? On zikr, audible zikr, loud zikr. So he didn't know. Now someone just comes and says, bidat, right? But do you know all these things there? Have you seen all these things there? What the Akabir did, Gangui Rahmatullahi, Qasim Sahib, then you got Muhammad Thaymi Rahmatullahi, and they did all these things here. So then, it means all of them were with us. Today you came up now, and now you got to know that what they were doing was with us. See the implications. When you start this thing here, what are the implications?
Zikr mein adam lazzat anfa' hai. Irshad, zikr mein lutf ul lazzat ka hasil hona ek ni'mat hai. اور نہ ہونا دوسری نعمت ہے جس کا نام مجاہدہ ہے یہ اول سے انفع ہے گو الز نہ ہو.
Sometimes in your zikr or the recitation of the Quran Sharif you find some enjoyment, some inner enjoyment, satisfaction, and sometimes you don't find that satisfaction, you don't find the sweetness nor the satisfaction. So both are favors, right? This is a bounty where you find some sweetness, some pleasure, some satisfaction. And at times you find nothing, no satisfaction, no pleasure, no sweetness, right? So this is a favor that is also a bounty, right? So when it's coming without any pleasure, any satisfaction, just truly the morning thing, you know. Nowadays you get a lot of cases where you hear the wives are nagging, you know. So I thought of a nice solution. Go in your room, lock it up and make zikr al-jahri. She's doing her thing and you're doing your thing, class. What? It is a woman now, they'll nag, right? That's unka kaam hai. If they don't nag, who'll nag them, right? You just start off your zikr al-jahri. Finish that, you start a nice Quran Sharif with tartil. And inshallah, you calm the whole atmosphere. But when you try to answer her, you make it bad for yourself. Because when there's an argument, then everybody wants to have the last word. Learned, not learned, pious, not pious, everyone wants to have the last word. So the easy thing is you go to Mexican jahar. And then that jahar will be a little bit on a higher tone than normal, right? So you're not responding. I'm so engrossed with Allah Ta'ala that I've got to absorb it. You can't blame me for that, no? An easy way to avoid all this nagging, all this thing. So, coming back to this topic, right? The topic, no? Allah, yeah. So both are bounties, right? But now, which is a greater bounty? The one that's coming with some enjoyment and happiness, and see some lights and all that, and one is without anything. So Muhammad says that that's, the one that's coming without anything is mujahada. That's called mujahada. And the rewards of mujahada can be greater. But here you're already getting something, here you're getting nothing to be carrying on. Because you're saying, yabam, or na yabam, just to jua mikunam. Whether I get it, you know, I get that enjoyment or not, I'll keep trying. I'll keep my mera kaam mein mehnat karna. I'll carry on. So don't worry for that, you know, that special attention or that special experience. The youngsters, they like to join someone that they feel is pious, right? It's pious now, came for Hajj, came for Umrah, so let's go with him. So one youngster joined one pious person. He'd been for about 55 Hajjis. So he joined up with him. You know, he's a pious person. So I'll also cash in the barakat. So the old man is doing his tahajjud. And in that tahajjud, the youngster hears a voice calling out, try what you want, but you dispatch to Jahannam. Mardudan. Jahannami, you are mardud, you rejected. Try what you want. So anyway, this youngster, he says that old man, you're already Jahannami now, and you're mardud, so what's the need for you to go on trying? Right? He says to that youngster, okay, if there's another door, then I would have knocked it and tried at the next door. But it's the only door. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilay. That's the only refuge. I don't have any other door to knock on. When he said that, then that divine acceptance came in at that time. Acceptance said, Ubulast garche hunaratnes ke juze ma digaratnes. He says, I have accepted you, right? I've accepted you, right? Though you don't qualify, but Kabulas, Garche, Hunarasnes. We've accepted you, although you don't qualify. Why? Because your heart says there's no other refuge but me. See that? So, Hamara Kame, our work is try, keep trying. Don't wait for any sign that you accepted, not accepted. I explained just now in the beginning, the requirements for progress is humility and sincerity. So here I ask you, what it shows? The humility. Man is trying. There's no other refuge. Here he hears the voice say, but he carries on. Just that humility brings in that acceptance. Keep trying. Keep trying.
موقوف علی آثار ذکر. ارشاد, ذکر کا اثر موقوف ہے تقلیل کلام, تقلیل اختلاط مع الانام و قلت التفات الى التعلقات پر. ان چیزوں کے حصول کے لیے مواعظ کا مطالعہ اور مثنوی کا کرنا چاہیے, گو سمجھ میں نہ آئے.
ذکر ٹو بی بینیفیشل, قلت کلام, قلت اختلاط. You have to decrease your talk and your associating, socializing and your talking. You have to decrease it, right? So this is like a prerequisite for the zikr to take its effect. Otherwise, the zikr doesn't have the effect that is required. Like I say, you know, the old Jamaat Tartib is the right Tartib. But I should see that they kept to the Usul. Between Asar and Maghrib is Zikr time straight, right? Then from Tahajjud to the Ishraq, only the Bayan after Fajr, otherwise no talking. Just the Bayan after Fajr, otherwise no talking. Right? Now later then was the morning Mashwara. But besides that, then there's no other talking. So it's only in zikr. Zikr, tahajjud, crying. I should see it. Actually, from 2 o'clock they're crying. Crying, somebody reading Quran Shari, somebody reading zikr al-jahri. Right? And that carries on from 2 o'clock right till Ishraq. The Ishraq always, before Ishraq, after the bayan and morning mashwara. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no interruption. Right? So when there was that level of zikr, right? That level of zikr, so there was hardly any kalam. In that time, no kalam. Right? In that time, there was no ikhtila. Now, the zikr will have its effect. And when the zikr has got that effect will rub onto the bayan. See how it was. The zikr comes when there is no istilat and kalam. Right? That has an effect again on the bayan. I speaking a simple 6 points, but it's just the hasad is getting affected. Simple 6 points he's talking about. And here he's talking, you know, a very high profile. But it's not, say, but not affecting. Nobody commits to namaz, nobody making tawbah, nobody saying, nobody's life is changing. The idea of the jamaat is not the how powerful the bayan is. It's how many people came onto the sunnah, how many came onto the faraiz, the wajibat, the sunnan, the right sifat of a Muslim, anger control, right? Humility, no attitude, how many came on that? That was the whole idea. If it's now moved from that, just to giving bayans, then we lost the plot. So you can apply it to the jamaat, you can apply it to ulama as well. So the only figure is only bayan. Then what will happen? Now you get girls phoning up, right? So she's saying now, I married because he was a very, very prolific speaker, eloquent, powerful, I mean, everywhere, you know. Now you got married now, she's complaining. Hey, koi parda ka tikar nahi. There's no parda, they mix up men, women, everybody, all the time. One is there's a genuine need, it's a different thing, right? There's no parda at all. They're watching television, all that's going on, mixing men, women, going everywhere. Sometimes music and they're carrying on. Now what do I do now? You know, my parents got me into this house here because they felt that these people are very capable people. So they heard their bayans. Now I see that their private lives is not consistent. But now I can't walk out of the marriage now. What do I do? But I see this girl now, they complain. So nowadays you don't just accept anybody as a suitor, right? You see some of the personal lives as well. See what happens. So now, the whole focus is just how powerful the bayan is. What is the domestic life, their personal taqwa, how much they're applying themselves. Right? So that is not seen at all. Whereas that is even more important than your public life. Because what you practice, right, what you practice, you are preserving what? So you're preserving deen in word and in practice. So if the preservation is right, then the propagation will be right. But if the preservation is not right, you didn't preserve it, or you're not applying it, then will the propagation be right? Can't be right. So these things are very, very important. These elders in the Jamaat, what they have said, I used to see in the Ijtima before. I won't mention the name. All people are dead now. So now, and we call all of them elders. But if he spoke anything in a private forum, right? But beyond the 6 points, say, then I'm correcting. It's not within the 6 points. Don't talk about it. Khalas. Just limit your talk within the 6 points. I was young at that time when I heard this thing. I saw this myself. But with age, then you really begin to marvel and appreciate that your whole thinking. So it's only 6 points. I say, well, there be many things to discuss then. You just limit yourself just to the 6 points as you quoted it from above. So there'll be very little things for you to discuss. But now you've got an open slate. Talk what you want, speak and all that. The mind got millions of thoughts crossing. And how does zikr take its effect?
طریقہ حصول جمعیت ارشاد اعمال کا انضباط اور ان پر مداومت چاہیے خواہ کچھ کیفیت ہو یا نہ ہو اس لیے ضروری ہے کہ بیٹھ کر بھی کچھ معمول زیادہ مقدر میں رکھا جائے یہی طریقہ جمعیت حاصل ہونے کا ہے
سم آف اعمال یو کین ڈو یو آر واکنگ اراؤنڈ سم ذکر اور سم whatever, right? But a reasonable amount of your mamulat or your main mamulat must be bait karke, jam karke. And that brings about zabt, yaksui, and tawajjuh. Why? I ask you, right? You got your tax returns, you got your books to audit, right? Right. Now, there's an auditor, an accountant. He's just walking around, and he's not checking the thing properly. Right? He's driving and just giving some notes. Right? And it's an important paper document. It's an important document, you know, right? It'll cause you to lose millions or save millions, right? And what is the auditor checking properly? He's looking at his experience. And he's got the experience of all expert auditors as well. And he's applying himself properly, right? I say, for auditing purposes, which accountant will you go to? Because you know, millions will go. This person has put his mind and his heart and his soul. He'll do a proper job. Let me go with him. I'll save. This person's heart is not there. He may cause me to lose so much, right? So I can't go with this person here. He's not so reliable. So the same on the zikr. The zikr, one is some, you're traveling or something, you don't allow those time, those moments to go waste. But a reasonable amount, the main must be done at one spot. Fixed, one spot, with all your attention and focus. So that creates the focus. You see, now, in this day, I think every week I get a complaint, what they call ADT, attention deficit. So, they didn't learn to sit one place and think and do the work correctly. Right? So the mind is, with all that, all these gadgets that they got, right? So their minds are all over. So can they focus on one thing properly, correctly? They can't. So the parents also are to be blamed that they gave this type of a life to the child. So the child's life is in a turmoil. They can't concentrate. Though one woman is complaining that my husband is also a victim of ADT, attention deficit. So he can't drive well. Got a license, but he can't drive well. Because his mind is all in turmoil. He's got that problem. Now, can't I take him, if I need to go to masjid or go to the mall for my necessities? Now, can't I drive him? But you see this. This is a problem in this stage. Because you're looking at so many things, listening to so many things. You're not giving yourself time to train and discipline your mind. Order and discipline. See, that's the result. See, if you have a job, you can't do it. So, a lot of time over there.